The man who oversaw a very large cash vault at Caesar's Palace once upon a time now joins us, Todd Furman, with DonBestSports.com, as well as Fox Sports 1. You spent the last couple of weeks reviewing Freddie Coleman's appearance on First Take?
No, I'm still trying to figure out how that actually happened. I just figured that there was a lapse in coverage, and, you know, Freddie saw the opportunity to get there, or, you know, his agent's been doing his bidding for him.
That was impressive. Very impressive. All right, this is the third annual bracket challenge. You have sent me odds that we will go by from an independent source. So fair is fair. And we have 10 conference tournaments to go through. This is one of the best weeks of the year. I mean, I'm kind of giddy on Tuesday knowing that we will have all this basketball to watch the next week as we gear up for even more basketball to watch next week. So let's begin, and I will give you the courtesy of making the first selection. And let's go alphabetically. We'll go with the ACC first.
You're going to go ACC first. Well, I'm gonna not really going to go out on a huge... Actually, you know what? I will go out on a bit of a limb here. We're going with the $100 standard fare as well. You can bet two teams. I just want to make sure that the specifications are as we've grown accustomed to in the past.
That is correct.
All right. I'm going to take two teams here. I'm going to go with the Virginia Cavaliers as the number one seed at 4-1. I'll put half of my... Actually, you know what? I'll put three quarters of my stake on them. For $75.
Yeah, we go half. It's going to be too difficult on
all
me.
All right, I know your
math
skills aren't what
100.
They need to be. All right. We're going 50 then on Virginia for rounding purposes then. I'm going to bet the Cavs here. I think they're in a good spot. Team's playing some of their best basketball of the season despite the loss to Maryland. Although I am concerned that with the rubber match against the Terps coming up in probably the second round. And I'm also going to take a bit of a flyer on Jamie Dixon and his Pittsburgh Panthers at 10-1.
I think this
is a team that may be able to put it together. We know how well they've performed in the past in the Big East tournament. Maybe they're able to work some magic down there in Greensboro. I'm taking Pittsburgh at 10-1 for $50.
That team is horrific on offense. They couldn't score if the other team didn't show up.
When has Pittsburgh ever been good on offense?
Oh, the hell, they're awful. Awful. Okay, there's no Steven Adams there this year. My 50 is going to be 50 on Syracuse to win 100. I know that they're probably equally poor on offense as Pittsburgh, but they're at least a little healthier than they have been. And I'm going to take Duke, the favorite, at 3-2. So my 50 would get me 75 if my math is correct on that.
It is the Duke Invitational. So, I mean, we have to always be wary of the Blue Devils lurking around there trying to win another conference championship.
Okay, the Atlantic 10. I like VCU in this, and I like VCU so much I'm going to give them my entire $100. So I will go VCU 7-4, whatever that is. I will take 100 on VCU.
You know what? I was all set to do the same thing, but I know if you're so bullish on a particular team, then there's no way they're going to win the conference tournament. So more so than me doing that, I don't want to dig myself too big a hole. We'll use a little gamesmanship. I'm going to play 50 on VCU at 7-4 myself. But I'm going to take the Dayton Flyers. This team is playing some of their best basketball at the right time, and I think Archie Miller's team has the athleticism to get through VCU. I'm going to take Dayton at 8-1. I think that offers some intriguing value.
I'll flip you a grocery dollar on the fact that you knew who the coach at Dayton was, so you're already at plus one.
All right, I'm plus one then. It means you're coming in as a short underdog. I can take that. I'll relish the opportunity to be in the lead.
If I tie, I lose. All right, your choice next with the American Athletic Conference.
All right, American. Wait, is this even alphabetical? Isn't American Athletic come before Atlantic 10?
No, ACC. You go with the acronym.
This is typical Mark Rogers accounting. Now I know I can only divide my dollars between two teams at $50. All right, I'm looking at this conference, and despite it being a home tournament for Memphis, there's only one team for me to back here, and I think it's the Louisville Cardinals. You look at the way they're playing right now at the right time. The only team that scares me is Cincinnati, but at 5-7, my $100 will make me about, well, I don't know, was it $74? I'm going to put $100 on Louisville at 5-7.
$74. It's already really complicated. I had about 3 weeks ago Louisville pegged on the number one line just because I thought that Rick Pitino was going to have. They won the championship last year, so they've had a little motivational issues, I think, at times, and I think Pitino would get them going the right time. But I am very much sucked in by Cincinnati at that price. So I'm going to take Cincinnati for 50 and Louisville for 50.
You know, the thing about them is they've actually had Louisville's number, so it's not a bad pick there. I think the way they defend and their familiarity with their style of basketball, Cincinnati, the only team I really think can be a threat to Louisville in that conference.
Okay, alphabetically, what's next? Is it the Big Ten or the Big 12?
I believe, you know what, the Big Ten, because the 10 is a lower number, so we'll go Big Ten next. You get to lead. I'll give you the honors.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to take 100 on Wisconsin.
100 on Wisconsin, huh? No hemming and hawing there. You know what, then? I'm going to be, you know, we're going to go the other way, and this may be the conference that decides our fate. I'm going to play 50 on Michigan State at 7-2. And then the team that everyone says that I really need to get over because I've had them seated way too high all season. You know it.
Iowa.
$50 coming in on Iowa at 9-2. And don't be surprised if Minnesota is the team that ends up winning the conference tournament.
If Minnesota wins, that would be a big surprise. I mean, Iowa, they really do. They look good. They haven't played a whole lot of defense. And I like the fact that Izzo called his team out after losing to Ohio State. And, you know, they're Blue Ribbons preseason number one. But if you watch down the stretch of that Ohio State game, they couldn't even get a shot.
No, their offensive execution was terrible. And if teams are smart, all you do is you double Gary Harris and you force one of the other four Spartans out there to beat you.
I mean, it was hands of stone inside for Adrian Payne.
Looked like a young Mark Rogers at the YMCA trying to post up.
Yeah.
Getting easy buckets.
Yeah. Oh, man, I floated her in the three-point line. No posting up for this guy. okay, Big 12, you got the first shot.
Big 12, I mean, it is the Kansas Invitational, but without Joel Embiid, this team a much different animal than what we've seen in the past. I think Oklahoma State wins the rubber match against KU and goes on to potentially win the conference tournament. So I'm playing $50 on the Cowboys at 4-1. But I'm going to take a bit of a long shot here, and I think this is a team playing the best basketball at the right time. West Virginia at 18-1. They draw Texas in the first game of the tournament. I think they can win that. They match up well with Oklahoma, and then it's anybody's guess what will happen. I'm going to take the Mountaineers and Bob Huggins team for a little Cinderella magic at 18-1.
I don't even know what to say right now. I'm speechless. West Virginia at 18-1 might steal the pot if it happens.
Speechless, says the guy who picked Tulsa to win the Conference USA College Football Conference.
I probably did that with a skirt. All right, Iowa State. I'll take Iowa State for 50 because I do think that Kansas is very vulnerable without Joel Embiid. And then I will take Oklahoma for 50. OU has beaten up on those teams on their side of the bracket. I know past performance isn't an indicator of future results, but I like Lon Kruger and his guard play. I think OU is overachieved and probably hasn't gotten enough credit from the boys in Vegas like yourself this year. So I'll take the Sooners. The price on OU is 4-1, I believe. Is
no, 6-1. Don't sell yourself short. 6-1 on OU.
6-1. 6-1 on Kansas State at 25-1. I mean, they're much lower seed than West Virginia.
Yeah, Kansas State stinks, though. There's a difference.
Yeah, they're bad. You're right. I wouldn't take Kansas State if it was 50-1. Okay, next is Conference USA.
You're neglecting the Big East, huh?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. Well, you should have told me that the Big East alphabetically was before the Big Ten.
No, you told me we were going with alphanumerics before we were going with letters. So big, and then 10 and 12 come first, subsequently followed by the Big East.
I'm so lost right now. Okay, all right, Big East. I'll take 50 on St. John's and 50 on Villanova.
All right, I'm going to take 50 on the Johnnies, and I'm going to take 50 on Creighton. So basically St. John's is a wash between Villanova and Creighton, whoever goes deeper for tie-breaking purposes.
Did you have Nova and St. John's written down?
I did not have Nova. I don't think Nova can beat Creighton is the bottom line. I watched those first two games. Creighton dominated both of them, and much like Gonzaga, who beat St. Mary's three times convincingly, I feel it's a very similar matchup issue for Nova. So if they catch the Jays, they can't beat them.
Yeah, they got lit. You're right. Let's go to Conference USA. Your choice.
Conference USA, there's only one pick for me in this league, and it is Louisiana Tech. They got their superstar Raheem Appleby back a few weeks ago. This team is as good a mid-major as we've seen out there. I know the price is a bit short at 9-5, but I'm putting my full $100 on La Tech, although I am concerned that UTEP can be the sleeper in that particular league.
Okay, I will go 100 on Southern Miss. That is a team that I also predicted would win Conference USA this year that I believe did not even scratch victory in the college football season. So thank you for not mentioning that. But anyway, I'll take the Golden Eagles for 100.
You got it. Southern Miss, you're down on now the sheet.
Now to the Mountain West. I think San Diego State is the best team. They struggled a little bit against New Mexico, and they may see New Mexico in the finals of this in your fair city. But I'm going to go with the Aztecs for full 100.
You know how pissed off I am? I'm looking at this sheet right now, and I went through and did my research, and I really wanted to take Fresno as my true dark horse. I take 6-1 on the field, so I'm throwing that one out. We're not taking the field. That's ridiculous. I walk into the window that way.
You going to take the field?
I'm not taking the field. I'll take New Mexico. I'll go head-to-head with you. I'll put my full 100 on New Mexico, although the way that they handled that 1-3-1 over the last 9 minutes on Saturday night can best be described as absolutely pathetic. So Steve Fisher was smart. That's exactly how he'd come out and defend Los Lobos.
Hey, that team is horribly coached. I mean, I know that I jump on Scott Drew a lot, but Craig Neal is brutal. Plus, he's got his son playing on that team, which makes it even 10 times as bad.
Yeah, he's got all offered talent, so he's gotten them to play up to a certain extent, but I'm not sure in a late-game situation that he's exactly the guy you want diagramming your X's and O's.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. And I have not seen a whole lot of New Mexico, but what I have seen, I've not been a fan. All right, let's Pac-12. It is your choice.
Pac-12, I'm going to split it 50-50. I'm going to take the number one seed, Arizona Wildcats, and I'm going to take the number two seed, UCLA Bruins. Arizona, I believe I have to lay $1.10, and UCLA will pay plus +450 coming back. I think those two teams are on a crash course to play one another for conference championship supremacy.
Well, UCLA is just not playing. They're not playing very good. I don't know if they lack intensity because they're kind of going through the blahs there in the middle of the year. And the Pac-12 is, I think, a little bit overrated. But I'm going to go full 100 on Arizona.
Full 100 on Arizona, huh?
Full 100 on Arizona. I just think Arizona is the best team. And I'm not, UCLA a little, it's kind of a little ambivalent. Arizona beat them easily earlier in the year in their one meeting at Pauley, so I'll go with Arizona. If I had to pick a team to win the whole shooting match right now, I'd take Arizona.
Interesting. You can still find them out there at 7-1. Time to put your money where your mouth is, Mark.
Do you have any lean that way?
I actually think Arizona offers compelling value. Sure, I mean, actually purchased a ticket on them at 11-1 a few weeks ago, but I've. Sitting on five teams right now. Florida at 20-1, Arizona at 11-1, Oklahoma State 100-1, my beloved Iowa Hawkeyes at 75-1, and Michigan State at 10-1. Those are the five tickets. I intend to cash at least one of them.
I'll cater your party if Iowa wins.
All right, I can appreciate
with
that.
With that big ticket.
I appreciate that. Chicken goes a long way with party goers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, SEC is our final tournament.
I'm letting you pick first here.
Okay, I want 50 on the flavor of the month, the Dreamsicle Tennessee, and then I'll take 50 on the Standard Bear Florida.
I'm going to go one-upsmanship on you. I'm surprised that you like Tennessee as the flavor of the month. I'm not just going to put 50 on them. I'm putting my whole hog on Tennessee at 100 bucks at 5-1. I think this is a team that you know can pull off the upset, as we saw a couple of years ago, Kentucky en route to a national championship, was derailed by Vandy. I think Tennessee will have that same ability against Florida. Konzo Martin, as a result, saves his job, and we can finally put to bed some of this Bruce Pearl nonsense.
Tennessee's playing well. That's a garbage conference. Oh, my gosh. How bad is that league? They got 14 teams in that tournament. I'm not sure 12 of them belong to be there.
It's not a league that I'd want to sit there and be forced to watch Mississippi State take on Auburn or some of the other teams that are in the field. That's for sure.
When are you going on in Nashville next?
What day is today? Tuesday? I'll be on in Nashville tomorrow.
Tell them tomorrow that the radio guy in Oklahoma City asked if they're paying people to get into the SEC tournament.
I will have to relay that sentiment. We'll see how the hosts handle it. But I know they haven't exactly been big fans of the caliber of SEC basketball either. So,
well, good. Well, at least they're fair and objective about that.
Are you planning to make your trip to Kansas City, the annual pilgrimage from Mark Rogers down there to bless all the Big 12 audience with his presence?
I'll be in Kansas City tomorrow. Yes, I will be there. If you need any information for the Big 12 tournament, I will be happy to relay that for information purposes only.
Your information has been top-notch and perfect fade material over each of the last three seasons.
All right, good luck, Todd. You're already a dollar ahead.
Hey, I'm taking my lead, and I'm going to run
Saturday
with
night. Todd Furman, DonBestSports.com, Fox Sports 1, NASCAR guru.